Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey friend, we are moving right along in our Habit Loop Bootcamp series. This is episode number 5 of 7. I'm so excited to talk to you about movement habit loops. Last week we had 10 food freedom habit loops for you. Go back and check those out if you haven't had a chance to listen. And obviously, spoiler alert, next week we'll have 10 more mindset habit loops for you. But today we're talking about movement, fitness, exercise. You hear me call it movement a lot because sometimes I think the words exercise or fitness can even be intimidating sometimes. We want to move our bodies for joy, to have more energy, to take care of ourselves, to eventually have those leggings fit a little bit looser, girlfriend. It is training for life, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, even spiritually sometimes. So today we're going to talk about fitness, 10 movement habit loops. And of course, this is always from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. This isn't just like, go work out, you know, here's your cue, routine, reward. This is like keeping in mind, like, all the tabs you have open in your head, that diet culture mentality that unfortunately has been ingrained in us, and girl, just not having a lot of time, right? Just not having a lot of time. We dig deep into the types of exercise that are best for us millennial moms and get super creative with our habit loops inside of our programs to get more movement in, because one of the biggest challenges when it comes to movement I hear from you all is time. Convenience, consistency, right? You might find something you really like, but you're like, this just doesn't work my schedule consistently. So we have to find creative ways to make this work. So let's talk about 10 creative movement habit loops to help inspire you to get moving and just watch what happens. So number one, a morning power walk routine. So the cue is the kids wake up or they finish breakfast, you know, maybe it's summertime and they're doing some morning chores. The routine, go for a brisk walk around the neighborhood with the kids or solo. The reward is feeling energized, quality time with your kids, mental clarity for the day ahead. Number two, lunch break yoga. I love this. So the cue is lunchtime break. The routine is follow a quick yoga routine at home or even get outside and do it. The reward is reduced stress, improved mood, increased productivity the rest of the day. Like how productive do you feel after workout? I always do. Number three, an after work family bike ride, right? The cue is you finish work. The routine is take the family for a bike ride around the park, around your neighborhood. The reward is quality family time, bonding with the kids and relaxing after a busy day. Like my boys are preteen and teenagers. Like if they go for a walk with me right now, I am like, yes, boys, please, please, please come hang out with your mom. It's so good for us all. Number four, a home HIIT workout session. So maybe the cue is your kid's bedtime. The routine is do a quick HIIT workout, high intensity interval training workout in the living room. Now, we've talked about cortisol here on the show before. If we're not doing HIIT workouts every single day, but if you just need a quick little workout to get your heart rate up, this can do it for you. The reward is feeling accomplished, improved cardiovascular fitness, better sleep quality. Number five, this is one of my favorite ones, a weekend nature hike. We love going to our local park and walking on the trails on the weekends, especially when it's nice out. Get the doggy out as well. The cue is a weekend morning routine. Plan a family hike in a nearby nature park or a trail. The reward is connecting with nature, family, body, and just rejuvenation for the week ahead. I love doing this on Sundays. This is a really great weekly habit. Hey, Habit Hacker, cutting in real quick to share one of my fave food freedom habit hacks to save you time, save money, and still eat healthy. And that is Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat in 2 minute meals. This is a game changer, girlfriend. There are over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, which is my favorite, and even keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. This is super helpful to combat food boredom too. I love to include a habit of planning out my Factor meals and my weekly Sunday reset to ensure I have healthy meals to eat during my busy week of teaching classes, recording podcast episodes, working with clients, and being mom Uber for my boys. So head to factormeals.com/habit50 and use the code habit50 to get 50% off. That's code habit50, HABIT50 at factormeals.com/habit50 to get 50% off. I can't wait to hear what you think of Factor. Okay, let's get back to the show. Number six, evening dance party with the kids. So the cue is evening time, or even I like to do it during dinner time. So it's usually like kitchen, you're in the kitchen, it's an actual location cue. Making dinner is another part of that. Routine is having a dance party with the kids. The reward is a fun family activity, laughter, and stress relief. I love that. Number seven, fitness class swap with friends. So the cue is you have a scheduled fitness class. The routine is swap childcare with friends to attend a fitness class together. Like have the dads watch the kids, or maybe you guys take turns watching each other's kids while you each go to a class. Gosh, can't we just help each other out, girl? Like reward is socializing, accountability, and improved fitness levels. Like you guys can go get like coffee together afterwards. Love it. Eight, bedtime stretching routine. The cue is kids' bedtime. The routine is doing a series of stretching exercises before bedtime. You can even stack like watching some fun TikToks or reels on your phone. I recommend this all the time when I'm having my clients stretch or go through a flexibility routine. I'm like, hey, girl, like if you're at home doing this, just sit on the floor and pigeon and scroll your phone. Like, why not? The reward is relaxation, improved flexibility, and better sleep quality. Number nine, an active commute to work. So the cue is leaving for work. The routine is walking or biking to work, or incorporating walking into public transportation, or the cue could also be lunchtime at work. The routine is go for a walk around the building or outside. The reward is you're moving your body. You're making the most of your time and you're reducing the stress that you have in your workday or before your workday, depending on where you live. And lastly, a backyard sports time. So cue is weekend afternoons. Routine is playing sports or games like soccer, basketball, kickball. My boys would love to play dodgeball all day long, but I'm not down for that. This old mom's getting tired. A reward is family fun, laughter, and fostering like a love of physical activity in your children. So you can kind of see these habit loops I put together for you. I'm keeping in mind your kids and work. There's nothing but more rewarding in my life. My boys are 16 and 12 is to see them taking charge of their own health and moving their bodies because they've seen the benefits that it's done for my husband and I since we started down our own healthy habit journey since 2015 and helping others since then. We have to get creative. You might need more time to yourself. You might want to incorporate your kids. You might want to keep it slow and controlled. You might want to just do the best you can every day. We got to keep this simple and super, super small in our heads, and habit loops will help you do just that. So I hope this helps maybe get a little light bulb go off in your head like, oh, well, I could do that. And let me know if you try one of these movement habit loops and the benefits to not only you, but your loved ones as well. I'll see you in our next episode.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.